Hello, fellow listeners. Welcome to the first episode of Any Thoughts. I hope you guys are having a great day because I'm always having a great ones. Now, if you haven't checked the intro episode of this channel yet, I hope you guys check it out to give you an idea what is this channel's about and what the future episodes can be. So, without further ado, let's jump to the episode. Now, in this episode, I'm going to talk about a little problem that may make some of you overthinking about it and maybe make you feel down in life or being more spiritless version of you in doing everyday routines. But what exactly is that problem is? Well, before digging into it, I wanted to start it with a question. The question is, what are we? Or who we are? Of course, the answer is we are humans. Humans is a social creature, which means need each other to survive or to keep going in life. And of course, as we all know, humans live in Earth and surrounding environments. But on the other hand, human being is called people. But around 7 million people around us, or to be specified, around 7 million people on Earth, has different strengths, weakness, traits, hobby, etc. For example, you'll ask something you cannot do to other people that maybe can help you, or maybe they can do it for you. And then, as a feedback, the people you ask for help sometimes will ask for your help that they cannot do it. Just like when you cannot lift something heavy, you may ask for your older brother, maybe. In return, he will ask you to get some food for him. That's a simple example of what human interaction is. Now, you've already got the idea what the human as a social creature is. Now, of course, as life goes on, we already interact with many people in our life. For example, like we met our teachers at school, we made friends at school, meeting colleagues and boss in office, or just friendly neighbor in our neighborhood. Right? And from that, we may have people just being strangers because we cannot remember all of people, and it's possible to greet every people we just met, but it will be too humongous task to do, right? And we may be made some acquaintance to them or friends, or maybe even we found best friend as the time goes on. This means we made our friend circles getting bigger and bigger as the time goes on. But on our friend circle or people we already met, sometimes not all times, we found some people that don't like us, right? It can be for several reasons. For example, you are their competitor in work or something like that. Or you just being annoying, thinking that you are weird, ugly, or something else, or maybe that they have some grudges on you. So sometimes they always mocking you, gossiping about you, and always had negative thoughts on you no matter what. But here I'm just going to talk about that people don't like you because you are weird or something like that, because that is our concern in this episode. And this is the reason that completely not your fault, and it's just a natural occurrence that happened to you. Now, you already got the idea of problems that I wanted to talk about in this episode. So the problem is you had some flaw or weakness that is in you, and being talked or gossiped by people around you. But first, I wanted to make this clear. I'm not talking about flaw that you are being a jerk or doing something illegal, because that is your mistake that you do, not the flaw that happened naturally in you. What I mean is flaw like your inability to do something. What I mean is flaw like your inability to do something because you are disabled or you have a birthmark that is visible to another people, or even some psychological disorder that you cannot prevent that happen to you. You know what I mean, what this psychological disorder, and that is the flaw that I wanted to point about in this episode. The reason why some people like to talk about your flaw is likely the mindset of people. What I mean in this statement is people mindset always see and feel things in pattern they like. For example, you watch the beautifully patterned roads, but at some point the pattern is broken or maybe didn't visible to you, and it sometimes annoy your mind, and you maybe upset about that. And that's what I mean, that people always see things in pattern. I think this mindset is molded when we are still young or still child, but we didn't realize it. It's like seeing something over and over again repeatedly makes us more familiar. So in our mindset, unconsciously, we construct our normal, air quotes, or ideal people criteria in our mind. So if people see some flaw that occur in somebody else, for example, these people sees the other people but doesn't meet their normal criteria, so these people will call them weird because they have flaw which is doesn't meet the normal criteria in their mind. This is sometimes annoying. I think it's not sometimes, it's always and always annoying, because the people which getting mocked feels like the people around them doesn't have the flaw like they have, and this makes them feel overthink about it because the mock they got. And the people which is getting mocked from the people around them is always thinking about it like a lot, and sometimes it take over their mind, which means they think about the something that they should have not worried about. Instead, they're thinking about it and neglected the real problem that they should thinking about it. Something to note, the mockery that I talk about is like the mockery about your life's work, your appearance, etc. If they even talk about racism or destroying your name you built, you know what to do. Bring it to the court, because that is not tolerable at all. Now, if this happened to you, the first thing to do is ignore them. Yeah, I know this is easier said than done, but believe me, you get nothing to do with them. And if you find people that don't like you, so be it. You don't have to make them like you, you don't have to make them happy, because you owe them nothing. You don't have to be someone else they like, because believe it, there is more people that likes you, loves you, than don't. But be professional right here. Maybe sometimes you have to work with the people that don't like you, and of course, you need to get the work done. I mean, when I said about being professional here, it's sometimes you have to work with the people that don't like you, and of course you need to get the work done. Just pretend like nothing happened and never think about the mockery or gossip they did. Because the most important things when you pair with the people that don't like you is get the work done, not the gossip or the mockery they did. Because sometimes you cannot do much when they're mocking about you. Because in a scenario that forcing you to work with the people that don't like you, and at the end you accomplish the work perfectly, I'm sure they will finally have some respect to you, because they now finally know what you're capable of. Because they will finally see the proof that you didn't deserve to be mocked. And actually, if this happened to you, it's really really good time to shine to people that don't like you and prove them something. And from that idea that I already talked about, I'm sure there is a lot of public figure that you can take example from, like the famous people that have flaws but society kinda ignores it because the life's work they did or what they have did to humanities, it doesn't matter anymore what flaws they have. I'm just gonna drop one example person so you got the idea, and I'm sure a lot of you already know what the famous people that I talked about. I'm just gonna talk about it briefly, and this people is Stephen Hawking. He is a physicist, but he is disabled, but people ignores the disable he had. Instead, the people praise his life's work as a physicist. And right now, I have some interesting philosophy that I just made, and I made this myself. The philosophy that I just made is called bittergourd philosophy. If you ever know this bittergourd fruit, or if you wanted to call it bitter melon, bitter fruit, or whatever you wanted to call, but I just wanted to call it bittergourd because I'm already familiar. The taste of this fruit is really really bitter. It clearly said in the name, bittergourd. So it makes sense that this fruit is bitter, right? And why oh why people still eat this food, or even farmers still farm this fruit, even though not all people will like this fruit, right? Because some people believe if you eat this fruit you will get some health benefit regardless of the taste of the fruit. It's like the health benefit you got when eating this fruit is more important than the taste. So the point that I wanted to make from this statement is the bitterness of the fruit is the flaw of this fruit. But on the other hand, the health benefit that you will get if you eat this fruit, it's more important than the flaw. And the bitterness is already become the icon of this fruit. And I believe some people who eat this fruit doesn't want to banish the taste of this fruit. Instead, they wanted to taste the fruit as it is. So even though this fruit is bitter, it has health benefit that you will get from it if you eat it. It's like the bitterness of this fruit is the flaw and the benefit is your strength. But the bitterness is already become an icon from this fruit. B- before we come to an end of this episode, I wanted to make conclusion. You may have flaw, you may have weakness, but you don't have to hide it. You don't have to banish it to the void. Instead, you can utilize your weakness or flaw to become an icon of yourself, like the bitter gourd that I already mentioned. And this is what I call beautifully flawed. How to make this thing happen? Earlier in this episode, I already talked about working with the people that you don't like. You raise your self-confidence by accomplishing the work or achieve something in your life that maybe people will have respect to you, even though you have weakness and flaw that you have. And people will think you are unique, you are different from the other people, even though you have flaw. So we come to an end of this episode, and I hope you guys enjoy this podcast channels. Thank you for listening, stay positive, and see you for the next episode. Goodbye.